So sorry. There we go.
All right, so let's start with welcome and introductions. Welcome. And we'll start with committee members. Let's just go with Chuck.
Chuck Adams, committee member.
Matt.
Are we floating it along? Yeah, there we
Oh
go.
no, I'm more of a control freak than most, so I'll just call on folks. I don't like
Oh,
that
I like
popcorn
that.
thing that seems so popular with the kids these days. Matt.
Belmaker council member.
Robert.
Robert Arnold, council member.
Yep. Irma.
Irma Parada, council member and council chair.
We'll do staff, Mark Molnar, council staff, Kat.
Pat Todgear, council staff.
Kira.
Kara, council staff.
Now we'll do our partners and guests. Maria.
Maria Lacayo, HIV Health Services.
Floor.
Lo Roman, HIV Health Services.
And Vilma.
Vilumaina, HIV Health Services. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Vilma.
Nice to meet you too, everybody.
If we can get the agenda up. So we'll see here. It's pretty straightforward. We have two presentations to review. We'll start with the ARIES, and then I'll actually be doing the prevention megatrends. Thomas sent that out, but will not be able to make the meeting, so I'll go through that slide deck. Any updates, changes, or corrections to this agenda? All right, seeing none, let's switch over to the minutes. Right, we see there.
PJ's here now.
Oh, great, we have quorum. All
Sorry,
right.
yeah, I went to the old link by mistake.
No worries. So we see that we had a couple of presentations that were reviewed. We had our food presentation from one of our providers and our annual CQI quality assurance presentation from John Ainsley at HHS. And not sure what those votes were for. What were those votes for? I see a...
The agenda and the minutes.
Oh, derp-da-der. All right, thank you. Any changes or updates or corrections to the minutes? All right, seeing none, we'll go to announcements. Any announcements from council members or council staff? Seeing no announcements, any public comment from our guests today? Seeing none, we'll just jump right in to the Floor Vilma and Maria show. Are any of you able to share screen on your end?
Floor and Vilma.
All right. Thank
It's
you.
Floor and Vilma, you know that.
Oh, okay,
I
not the
mean,
Maria show. It is the
no.
Floor Vilma show.
And Floor, yes.
All right, so whenever
Already
you are
seen.
ready to share screen, just go on ahead. But keep in
Sure.
mind that you don't need to go in depth about each slide and
Great.
do a quick review.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and share. Please tell me if you can see my screen and I'll move you guys up.
Yep.
Can you guys
Yes.
see my
Yes.
screen?
Yes.
Okay. Just really briefly, we're going to take a look at all of the Ryan White parts, and we're going to look at also general funds and EHE for the 2023 calendar year. It's very similar to what we've done in the past. We'll briefly go over ARIES, and we'll probably make a general announcement about some of the changes coming down as well, and what it stands for. We'll review some of the facts on the data. Obviously, we look at calendar year data that looks at all fund sources. And obviously, it's not going to be the entire EPI data, but it's just data coming from ARIES and for the agencies we currently fund. We're going to look at the data as a whole for all of our agencies, and then we're going to look at it EMA wide, and we're also going to take a look at the data based off of each individual county, San Francisco County, Marin County, and San Mateo County. Let me know if I'm going too fast or if I should slow down or add more details. So just feel free to just jump right in. And we're going to look primarily also at everyone in the EMA that received a primary care visit. When we go into more depths and more analysis, we'll take a look at that as well. Some general notes on the data, you know, just where the data comes from. It's client self-reported, new is not necessarily newly diagnosed. Some of the unknowns are going to be removed. And there's a chat. Okay. Thanks. All right. And then this is the breakout of our EMA. We still take a look at the breakouts of everyone. Obviously, it's not going to be a total, they're not going to add up because Aries deduplicates them when we run it EMA-wide. Right now, we're taking a look at the current gender breakout for the EMA totals. So as you see here, our largest population is still a male. And this year, we decided to take a look at the 10-year EMA by current gender, and we looked at it from 2013 to 2023. So we made a 10-year. I don't know if you guys wanted to see it a little bit, a little less, or it's just a little harder to put into like a larger slide of more years. But we just condensed it to 10 years, looking at the current gender that we're serving EMA-wide, again, funded through our office. And we're looking at the race breakdown along with Marin, San Francisco, and San Mateo County. We're looking at the race breakdown population of our clients that we serve. This, what you see on top, is the EMA-wide for everyone joined together. And then this is the breakout of each county. We took a look at the age as well. And we're taking a look, and this is very similar to last year. We're taking a look at the federal poverty levels as well. And this age breakdown is based off of your recommendations in years past. So we did a 5-year gap. So we did 0 to 24, 25 to 44, and then we did the 5-year 45 to 49, 50 to 54, 55 to 59, and so forth. This is the FPL, federal poverty level, that we go over 400%, our client's current living situation. During the presentation, we'll kind of describe a little bit more what is considered stable, temporary, or unstable in Aries housing for clients that are in the current living situation. And then our insurance, we review our insurance. And this obviously is always going to be a higher percentage than 100 because most of our clients, you know, have multiple insurances. And then we take a look at the breakdown. These are just for clients that are served primary care. We take a look at the breakdown of ART by race, clients that are on antiretroviral therapies by race, along with the breakdown of clients that are currently on antiretroviral therapies. And we do the breakdown by age based off of the recommendation. We take a look at the clients that are on antiretroviral therapy by gender. And then we take a look at our viral load by race to see how our viral load suppression rates are going, and our viral load suppression rates by age as well. And then we also take a look at that by gender. Then we'll also have some general FAQs, just, you know, some facts, and then we'll end it with any questions. I just wanted to give you a little preliminary snapshot of what we're going to present in about a week or two. And if anyone has any questions, I know you all had an opportunity to take a look at it, but just wanted to share that with all of you. And we want to, and I know Matt and Na provided us some data, so thank you so much. And we'll go over it in greater detail on the 22nd, but just wanted to provide that to you all. Do you have any questions or any comments? Okay.
Great job. I think the only thing I was going to say is I know that there's some new members that will be at the planning council that probably haven't ever seen the Aries presentation. So, but, you know, I know that you have like, what is Aries and all that. So, so it will be new to some people, but I think most people that have seen it obviously are familiar with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. That's great. My piece.
Thanks so much, Floor. And again, I just want to apologize, everyone. Today has literally been back to back. I literally ran from another building to this building, so I was a few minutes late. I apologize. But just looking at our agenda, so it looks like we've already gone through reviewing the draft agenda and the minutes. Is that correct? Great. And we've already done announcements, public comment, and then the Aries update with Floor. Great. Thank you so much, everyone. It looks like our next one is Prevention Megatrends with Thomas Noble. I don't see Thomas on the call.
Before Mark, we go into that, I mean, I'll be doing the Thomas one. I mentioned that earlier since Thomas can't make it. Okay. So I usually put about 45 minutes for the Aries presentation, maybe a little bit less. So is that enough time?
I think maybe, yeah, about 30 minutes.
Oh, even less is
max. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Maria, you've done this in the past with me. Do you have a different opinion about that? Or do you think 30 minutes is too short? Or you think 30 minutes is fairly?
Yeah, I think that's a fairly good amount of time. I mean, it all depends on how many questions people have after, because the data is pretty straightforward and there's not much that we add to that in terms of details, because it is pretty much what's in Aries, and we don't like to, you know, go into too much on that, but it does depend on how many questions we have. So I would say that's fine. I think 30 minutes with questions, or maybe 40, I don't know. Because if it goes, yeah, maybe 40, and that way, if it goes faster, it's fine, right? You can just...
Yeah, I think honestly, I assume that we're going to have a lot of questions about Aries, just given their transition to Care Connect soon, and then this data that's presented. So I would err more on the side of giving time for questions.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
And TJ has his hand up.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like having been on the planning council for so long, we always get a ton of questions in this, and we always go over the time limit. So 45 minutes or an hour, and then, like, that's just my suggestion.
Sure.
I don't know about that.
But I mean, I think the whole point with you, Floor, is just go through the presentation as quick. You can just go through it quickly. Everyone will have a copy. It'll be sent out beforehand. I really do think the more time is going to be for questions, so I wouldn't worry about how fast you get through it. Just get through it, and then we can ask the questions.
Absolutely. No problem. But Vilma and I will be available. I know Maria hopefully will show up too, and she'll be there as background knowledge as well. And she's still involved, not as involved as she used to be, but we appreciate having Maria still helping us out. And so we'll be ready, hopefully, unless you guys have any other questions. I will excuse myself from the rest of the meeting, if that's okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Floor.
All right. Thank you. Thank Take you, care, Floor. Everyone.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, bye, Floor. Bye, Vilma.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I'll share screen and go through TJ. Wow. Jeez. These
Thomas.
this brain. Thomas's slide deck. It is a long slide deck. It's quite in contrast to the last slide deck. Okay. So you may want to be looking at it as an eye to, like, do we want all of these slides?
Mm.
With that, I will share screen. All right, can you all see that?
It's loading. There, we can see it now.
Okay, try to move you all away. So obviously the title slide, the agenda. Objectives. Okay. And the history of the term megatrends. Oh, this is new. Huh. Interesting. Wow. Sort of a meta-analysis of the term megatrends. That's different. Clearly, I'm also seeing this for the first time.
Summary. This is helpful, though. I mean, 29 slides I can see at the bottom. So maybe even some of these can be condensed.
Yeah.
I doubt that it's megatrends. On that slide.
He did ask for our patience in his email for any typos. All right, so we have a summary of STI epi megatrends. Looks like some data needed. Also some data needed. That was for HIV, and that's for Hep C. Let me see. So it's supposed to parallel the STI. Okay. Moving on.
So a question. I'm assuming he's just giving, even though this is megatrends, is he looking just at the megatrend in San Francisco or California or what? What is his...
So the way that I frame this, whenever it comes up, the way that I frame it to CHEP and to HHS is always as loosely as possible. So it could be local megatrends. It could also be national and state level megatrends that could have impact on us. And so it really is up to the presenter sort of determine which area of megatrends they plan on going. It's a broad word.
Because I'm just with the epidemiology piece, those three slides that were above.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's San Francisco based, honestly, because there's so much reference to ending the epidemic, which seems very focused on the San Francisco initiative. I would assume it's San Francisco.
It could be the state. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we're only at slide 9. So this might be one of those ones that go outward, but let's just see. Let's experience this together and see.
That would be a good question to ask him, though, I guess.
Yeah.
So
we'll see. If it turns out there's actually nothing actually, with this slide, you see it's he's looking at the larger goal for in the HIV epidemic. Because he literally says a plan for America.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's national.
Not America. All right. I see TJ has a hand up. I wonder, though, if I can just get through the slide deck before we continue on the conversation. Seems like there's a lot of conversation. We're only at 9. So let's hear from TJ and then let me kind of get through this. TJ.
Thank you, Mark. I think in the past, haven't we always wanted to get some comparison if he's doing it San Francisco to California or San Francisco to the U.S. a little bit?
Ideally, we can get that from CHEP. It would be nice. It's not always been the case. But when Tracy Packer used to do this, I do recall that she would do in some ways like a version of our own care-based CQI in which we compare our local with national. So she did used to do that during megatrends. This may be what is happening here. But let's see. All right. Moving on. We have a snapshot of I guess more about ETE, this merge plan. I'm not sure what this is, honestly.
It says US at the bottom, so it does seem like it's more national.
Okay. I think I heard something about CDC is merging, I guess, like the funding.
Mm-hmm. So that's where 18-1802 is the old HIV prevention funding from the CDC, and the 2010 is the new... ish the new numbers that it's given to the new like budget cycle.
Got it. Okay, so he's definitely going mega here rather than like local mega. Okay. Yep, we see more here really explaining ETE, another agenda with object. So there were two. Okay, I wanted to get through the slide deck, but now I'm perplexed. Okay, and so we have this first agenda. Okay, so he's doing an agenda objectives for each portion of the slide deck. That's different. Okay. And so I guess these are the upcoming slides. We'll see. Past trends. Okay. Again, this is very much national. Syndemic, clearly national. More syndemic. Okay. But now this does seem more local.
Yeah, and I saw San Francisco in the other slide too, the prior one.
National.
I think two after, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this section is, okay. Oh gosh, now I'm just really confused. I'm going to go back to this other one here. Okay, so this one is just the background. Okay, got it. This is our background. These are all the slides. After that, that does the background. And then now we actually get to the mega trends. And so he's talking about past trends, talks about the syndemic, the syndemic. Now, though, this seems to be more, well, this could be seen as national, I guess. This seems very local when it says many staff moved to COVID-19 and MPOX efforts. I mean, that could have been a national trend.
Everywhere.
That was everywhere? Okay, so this is.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then we see here a comparison between national and San Francisco. Maybe not even a comparison, but just some data. Okay, I get it here. He's doing the compare and contrast. Social determinants of health, that's obviously relevant both nationally and locally, as we see. Okay, I'm getting this. Health access points. Now, is this, obviously it's for us, but this is a national, yeah, okay. Okay. Equality. Looks like there's some data that's, or some verbiage that's needed to be added here, clearly. Health access point attributes. Okay. Cluster detection, again, compare and contrast nationally. ETE, what does it mean? Nationally in San Francisco. I was waiting for this slide, that San Francisco is often the lead in these kinds of approaches. Interesting. A lot of clip art here. Some things that are less present.
I feel like a lot of these slides also have a lot of blank space. I definitely think he could condense this, and I honestly want to ask if he could reduce it to 15 slides or 20 slides.
I can provide that as feedback for sure. I do wonder what he will reduce, because this is
it's repetitive. Honestly, like he mentions social determinants and some of the trends in multiple slides.
Yeah, there's one there.
Like that could be one slide right there. Because look at that blank space. It's like, okay, font and everything.
Yeah, so we can have the definition up top and this at the bottom. And I'm sure this is going to be the case in other areas.
The first five slides could be reduced to two, I feel like. Because those are also, and you're right, the agenda objective, there's three or four slides that do that. Let's condense that, or at least take out the agenda objective, only have one of those slides, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like he literally breaks that down into multiple slides.
Mark, is Aries and Megatrends the only two presentations we have for the meeting?
Let me double check, but I can tell you offhand, no. We do have a standards of care.
Got it. Because if we're trying to condense it for the time, you know, for the time's sake, then yeah, it makes sense. But if we're trying, if those are it, you know, we can condense it.
Then
the meeting will end at 6.
Yeah,
I just feel like he repeats a lot of this information in multiple slides. Like I'm just seeing a lot of this information. So that's where I'm saying we can condense it.
I would say that a 29 slide deck is a long one. That is an unusually long. We've seen them before for sure, but that's usually what this committee does push back on if it's something gets over like 25 slides or even 20. But it does happen. I think it also depends, you know, as we just discussed on the conversation, like Floor's was a 22, but that conversation could be an extensive one. This does not seem like a short conversation either, right? There's so much, this is a pretty rich slide deck.
Well, things that occur to me is specifically when he does those slides towards the end where he has San Francisco and the national, he could literally just condense and put one national with all those bullet points, the San Francisco one before that with all those bullet points, and that would save at least five slides. That's what I'm talking about condensing. Like he's repeating a lot of points, And I feel like in just the format, and it's also confusing for all of us too, right? We're like, are we talking about national or are we talking about San Francisco? Can you please just note it that these next two slides are San Francisco? Thank you so much. The next two slides are national. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. This sounds like some good feedback as far as a lot of the feedback is we need to get this down from 29 slides and your target should be more like around 20. If you go over a couple, fine. And you can do that by taking off some slides that literally that you have multiple agenda slides, and you could, why don't we just have one agenda slide at the very beginning? You don't need to have, like, for example, all of the slides listed underneath your agenda. Like this one, for example, can just literally say background and megatrend, because people will find out what each of these bullet points are when they go through the slide deck. So that's already two slides saved.
And later on, he has an actual slide that says megatrends and does the same thing, lists all that.
Yeah.
So again, that's repetitive.
So I'll give him that feedback, as well as the feedback you mentioned around a lot of the compare and contrast slides. They're important, I think, but they could all be combined.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just like two or three that do national, two or three that San Francisco.
I wonder how the group feels about this. I do like this sort of meta perspective on what even the term megatrends means. It's not necessary, but I kind of like it. What do folks think?
Yeah, Mark, I mean, I think it's interesting, but do we really need to know that? And that's like year two of people actually being diagnosed with AIDS. So to me, it seems like a little bit of it's no longer relevant. Talking about megatrends happening then. We don't have these earth-shattering megatrends now or need to be noticed, so.
It might be something that he can just speak to quickly and verbally rather than having.
Can you click on that slide again? Yeah, sure, that thing. One.
So yeah, there.
No.
Oh, no, this one?
The one with all the pretty little circles.
Yeah, like I mentioned, it's sort of a meta analysis of what megatrends even means, which is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think if he needs something to cut, this could also be added to the mix.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah. All right. So I have three areas of recommendation for him to cut around agenda objectives, around the compare and contrasts, and around the sort of the meta portions of like, what is megatrends? What is humanity? All right. Any other recommendations I can provide, Thomas? Stendemon.
I mean, I'd also say concise, be concise with the wording. I've gotten feedback and I've, like, even Robert Rory's presentations, I've given feedback that it's like paragraphs under bullets. And it's like some of these slides have like multiple sentences that I feel like he could put into either like bullet points, and he have his own prompts. We don't necessarily need to read everything, especially if he's going to read it too. So my feedback would say, please look back through this and try to condense the wording.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see if there's anything at the end that we need to look at. Okay. All important topics for sure. So it's clear that our feedback is not about removing any of these topics. It's really just about condensing the slides so that people are not overwhelmed with like slide after slide after slide, and instead can have an actual discussion rather than like feel like there's a blur of data, when actually it's not a blur of data. It's actually, you know, some very clear clear things.
Maybe this makes more sense with his narrative. I don't know, but without his narrative, we're all just kind of looking at these slides and are kind of like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, anything else on this? All right, I have my feedback ready to be delivered. Before we end the meeting, I'm wondering, since we're in council affairs, and council affairs, of course, is all about our presentation calendar / work plan. Manuel, I'm wondering, mm-hmm. are you still able to provide a housing update in August?
I am. And on that note, I did just want to point out, MOCD is about to put out a draft of our next strategic HIV housing plan, which will be for the next 5 years. The consultant, we have a consultant who's doing it, and I've been pretty much meeting with him every week or every other week. Anyway, at a certain point, we're going to go to Happen, we're going to go to all the advocacy orgs mm-hmm. and present the draft. But he did mention, the planning council. And I said, well, those agendas are already set way in advance. But if there's anything that I'm doing in terms of a housing update, like so for August, he could piggyback on that. And so I would happy, yes. So to answer your question, we have a lot that we can cover.
Excellent. So August was in some ways like a more ambiguous month because we only had one for sure. And that was our annual carry forward / unfunds discussion, which has to happen every year. Unless everything is actually zeroed out, which will never happen, of course. and then we had three maybes. We had a needs assessment as a maybe, we had housing as a maybe, and we had getting to zero as a maybe. So this really works out because a needs assessment presentation will not be complete by August. And we had a request from a couple council members to have some getting to zero in there, and housing is always relevant. So we're going to pull back the needs assessment, and we're going to put in getting to zero and housing, as well as our carry forward for August.
Sounds great. And I can make any time work, honestly, Mark. I can go fast, I can go slow, or, you know, we can take stuff out or whatever.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I'll get it set.
Okay. Great. Were those all the items pretty much to discuss today?
I mean, I can't believe that with both an Aries presentation and a Megatrends presentation that we're going to be out of here before quarter till, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. If there's nothing else, then we will adjourn. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Nice to see you.
Kira, Kat, can you both stay on for a moment?
Yes.